Recent discoveries support the Bible's description of Joshua's altar. Learn about it next on today's Creation Moment. And now, here's our Creation Moments host, Ian Taylor.
In Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 2 to 8, we read of how Moses instructed Joshua to build an altar on Mount Ebal after the Israelites had entered the promised land. There the people were to sacrifice and give thanks to the Lord. Bible critics have generally been skeptical of the Bible's early history of Israel's conquest of Canaan. However, over the years, a growing number of discoveries have supported the Bible's account of the earliest history of the Israelites. Perhaps one of the most dramatic recent discoveries is the altar Joshua apparently built on Mount Ebal after Israel entered Canaan. The ruins of the altar are laid out in a rectangle that measures 25 by 30 feet. The walls of the 9-foot-high structure of uncut stones and rocks are filled with ash, dirt, stones, and bones. Over 4,000 bones were found in the fill, all of them bones of the sacrificial animals called for in Moses' law. Evident, too, is the ramp up to the altar that was used by the priests, as stipulated by Exodus. One discovery at the site seems to tie everything together. It is an Egyptian scarab that was probably among the spoils the Bible says Israel took with them from Egypt. Bible-believing Christians don't need this kind of proof to accept the Bible. However, it is exciting to identify and learn more about such a historic place as the Mount Ebal altar.
If you'd like to read more about creation science and biblical worldview issues, visit creationmoments.com for weekly blog posts, articles, and answers to frequently asked questions. Or call us toll-free at 1-800-42-BIBLE. That's 1-800-422-4253. And be sure to join us next time for another Creation Moment.